Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars, debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, everybody. Happy Dad is the Dude Day. It's Father's Day, and I'm only going to be here for the first hour. I'm really going to turn it over to another dad, my good buddy, Super Don. And he and Op-Ed, who is not a dad yet that I know of, are gonna. I don't know. I'm a little nervous. Should I? Because I gotta head up to Atlanta and then Nashville for this week, and I'm just nervous about leaving it in your hands the second hour.
So. Well, listen, I'll tell you. Op-Ed is he's really into a lot of deep subjects, a lot of philosophical things. And so he's probably going to steer me away from the fart jokes and into legitimate discussion. And I actually, it's going to be really, really fun.
Yes.
Kind of delving into some topics that we, you know, that are more in our wheelhouse than what we would normally talk about.
Well, you know, it's going to be great. I'm just teasing about it. I know you'll do wonderful. And it's going to be a thinking show for sure. Ed's a bright young man, a millennial. And I appreciate all the things he's contributing to the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. But for you, my friend, happy Father's Day.
And same to you. Same to you. You know, my kids are all grown up.
Right.
And they're all moved out of the house.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, dad is always dad. And it's now your turn to raise the children and go through the teenage years. And
so I could say to you, take my kids, please.
Yeah.
I went out with my son yesterday on the lake. And we're out 3 hours in the sun, and they did the stand-up paddleboard, and I did the kayak. But it was a great day yesterday, and I'm just, I got to hit the road today. What can I do? I did my exercise yesterday, so I got to hit the road today. Now, I want to introduce you to another dad, another Happy Father's Day guest here. First time, I believe, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, special in-studio guest as well. And he's a guy that's brought to me the science of essential oils that I've kind of teased a little bit about over the years, but we're going to go a lot into it this hour, Super Don. So you ready for some essential oil discussion?
Let's do it. We don't cover that quite as much as maybe we should, so I'm really excited to have him on.
Yeah, so let's welcome Shane England to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yay, Shane!
Yay! Hey, thanks, Robert, for having me on today. It's really an honor.
You got it.
Really
is. And you're also a good buddy of our good buddy, Coast Guard Corey. You guys met at the Health Freedom Expo in California years ago.
I sure did. Yeah, it was an exciting time, and since then I've been able to hang out with him over here on the East Coast, too. It was a really good time to get to follow him from coast to coast.
Yeah, so. Excellent. So, shout out to Coast Guard Corey today. We got Shane England in studio. We're going to do some essential oils. Now, as a homeopath, we were told, look out for essential oils like peppermint, the strong aromatics, because they will neutralize and cancel out homeopathy. Now, my mentor, thankfully, never bought into those myths. So we embraced essential oils like peppermint, for instance, was a favorite, still a favorite of mine. When I saw you last, I had some of the ear inflammation, and you gave me the essential oil of, what was it?
It was basil, right? The culinary oil, but it's great for infections. It's great for bacterial, especially the respiratory, and it's great for the ear infections, right?
Yeah, so it kind of brought the inflammation down really quickly, and I appreciated that. And I didn't smell like oregano, which is more pizza-like than basil, but I like them both.
but
we'll still call you Italian.
Yes, right? What'd you say, Superdon?
Abundanza.
Remember Abundanza.
That? Remember from the old pizza commercial? What was that pizza? And the old lady would say, Abundanza.
I don't like know that one. I know Pizza Fusion because it's organic. That's the only one I know.
You know, you come up with some of the oldest stuff I've never heard of in a million years, but yeah. You don't remember the old pizza commercial?
I miss those. Lady? I mean,
Mama Celeste.
You know what? I do remember this one. I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
That was a good one. Yeah, I do. Totally remember that. That was Alka-Seltzer? Yes. Right.
And this is kind of cool because we can use essential oils in digestion. If we have indigestion, things like that, they're selling Alka-Seltzer for.
They do. There's some great blends out there. You know, you take some things like fennel and ginger, and you take the essential oil of those herbs, and they make very potent digestive aids.
Yes. Like
we have a blend that really, if you rub it on the belly, it works, but even better, if you take this oil blend and you put it in a capsule and you take it internally, it does a great job with indigestion.
Nice. Now, let's get a background on Shane England, because you were in the military, and that's kind of why you hooked up with Coast Guard Corey. He's in the, you know, that branch.
Sure was. Yeah.
And you were known as the Green Medic for a time.
I was, yeah. That was, 24 years ago I started in a combat unit, and it was a medical hospital. And so at that time, you know,
was that like MASH?
It was like MASH. I was just thinking, I love that show, right? And it's an amazing concept of being out there and helping people on the go and as a combat lifesaver.
Right. So you were actually trained extensively in first aid, wound care, recovery. You saw the allopathic approach for sure.
Oh, I did. And as trauma care is what I really considered. And we're number one in the world for trauma care.
Mm-hmm.
We're terrible at the other stuff.
Yeah, but that's the point. We do give props to allopathic medicine and trauma care. We do. But beyond that, get out. Run.
Right. Run fast because we're going to make your health worse.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So obviously you didn't learn while you were in the military on a MASH unit. Is that where you came across essential oils?
No, but I did gain an appreciation for the way they used to do it, because back in the old times, the medics would still carry around a pouch of the actual herbs and other holistic health care, natural solutions, and that worked for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until the evolution of the medical system that we converted.
Well, yeah, and when I go back to the Civil War museums, didn't know until I was after I found out about homeopathy that the medicines they were carrying were homeopathic remedies and herbs.
Yeah, San Antonio's got a great one down there. In fact, they still highlight the way the medics used to do it with herbs.
Excellent. And even in the 20th century, as they got the Korean War and Vietnam War, I think World War II Korea more, they had silver nitrate packs, which was used to cauterize, you know, gunshot wounds, bleeding wounds. So that would be considered against silver, even though it's not a botanical, but a natural medicine in a sense. So,
well, and you mentioned before to me that you're really a fan of the French school of medicine, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, French
and
school of homeopathy.
Homeopathy. And there was this great physician during World War II. He's a French physician, and his name was Jean Valnet. And Jean Valnet, he was famous for bringing essential oils to the forefront. He took lavender from the fields of his own homeland in France, and he treated these soldiers with burns and other infectious diseases, and they found it more potent than penicillin.
Man, oh,
for
man.
Both
yeah.
topical and internal.
Yeah, well, this is the thing we've seen, like oil of oregano, people do know about it, a lot of science to support it, being very antimicrobial, if you will. And again, I've had most experience over the years with essential oil of peppermint, but you expanded my interaction with it with the other Italian herb again. We'll come back.
Basil. Yes.
I'm already on the road here. I'm living in the future, folks, so bear with me. I'm going to be in Atlanta on Tuesday evening. I hope you can come and see me. We're going to be at R. Thomas Deluxe. That's an organic restaurant open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So Tuesday evening, 7 to 9, the 23rd of June. Then from there, heading up to the International Association of Colon Hydrotherapists in Nashville, Tennessee, to be with Ty Bollinger, Dr. Frank King, Dr. Michael Haley, Paul Barricaro, and the Echo Water. So it's coming up. But right now, Shane England's with us. We're talking essential oils. So you get your medic training. That's hardcore trauma stuff.
It is.
And you start identifying historically with more natural things. How did you interact? At what point did you say, I got to embrace these essential oils?
How did I make that evolution? Well, I had my own health issues, and it wasn't really being resolved. I would always just pop Prilosec or take my allergy medicines, and it just wasn't working for me. In fact, even with my hand, I was getting crippled because in my joints because of the repetitive nature of what I was doing with the work I had. So my wife came to me one day and said, Shane, look, you're popping too many pills. These are toxic. There's a better way. And you might have to go in for cortisone shots, too, for your arm
right.
and your hand. You could take that option, but you could really look at something else. And she was studying with Dr. Christopher from the School of Natural Healing, and he has an amazing program in herbs and nutrition.
We use some of Dr. Christopher's products and recommend them here. So there's a great lineage in herbal medicine that he has.
And she got me started on taking some of these tonics and things, but she, at that point, she was really starting to get into the essential oil revolution. And so she handed me a bottle of oil that was really great for anti-inflammatory response for pain management. I started using that on my hand, and I was in love. I mean, that was my first exposure. And then she said, you know that lavender that we diffuse for the kids who they get to bed at night a little bit better? You know, you don't strangle anybody at that point at night. She said, you know, that's really good for your allergies. You could probably take that and, you know, pop a lavender capsule with oil in it as opposed to doing your Claritin, right? And I said, really? Come on now. And I said, I love it for its calming effect, but I didn't think it was an antihistamine. And she opened my eyes because I took the first one, and it worked instantaneously. I've never had a pharmaceutical drug work that quick or that effectively.
Well, talk to me then about some of the myths of essential oils, because one of them is that they're dangerous to ingest.
Yeah, that is a big one, right? We're kind of a house divided in the aromatherapy world. And it all comes down to some schools of aromatherapy, because you've got one school that is all about aromatic use only, and that's mostly the perfumery industry, so I don't really focus on that. They are what they are.
We're not talking about that perfume, folks, if you haven't figured that out.
We're talking about some therapy here that's real from plant-based medicine. The other camp, though, this other school of medicine with aromatherapy is the English school, and that's where we're mostly heavily influenced here in the U.S. And so these aromatherapists are old school, and they came from this English school of aromatherapy. Basically, the concept was back in England that if you used plant-based medicine, you could only use it topically, and if you didn't have a license, you could never prescribe it for internal use ever. It doesn't matter if it was plant-based or any kind.
So it wasn't about safety. They just didn't want anybody doing it.
And so that became steeped in tradition, right?
Right.
And so we translated that to U.S. because that's where all our aromatherapists came. It's one of the great, like Robert Tisserand, was a great English school of aromatherapy pioneer here in the U.S.
Right.
But then we have the French school. And the French is beautiful because they have the longest standing understanding of essential oils, and they basically took the best of all worlds.
Sure.
They took the topical, they took the aromatic, but they took the internal.
Digestible.
And it really started with Jean Valnet when he started using the oils in these clinics during the war.
Anybody translated Jean Valnet's work into English?
You know, I really don't know. That's a great question.
Because, right. You know, this guy sounds so inspiring, like Vanier in France and the other French homeopaths that brought about a new way of prescribing in the 20th century dealing with chronic toxic deficiency diseases as well. So this is very exciting. Listen, we got to take a break here. Shane's in studio, Shane England. We're going to tell you a website where you can learn more as well. We'll go through some more of the myths of essential oils when we come back. And, of course, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there and granddads and great-granddads. Stick around. RobertScottBell.com for all the links. Super Don will be back with us in a little while as well.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back on the Father's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I got to dart out and do a road trip with the family. I hope to see all my friends and family in Atlanta coming up, and then Nashville for the IAC conference. Check it out in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And Shane England is also linked up. Shane is a good friend of the program and a good friend of Coast Guard Corey's as well, and an expert in silver. Well, I say silver therapeutics because that's what I'm thinking as well. But, no, I'm thinking essential oils, really. I'm trying to think that. I love them, but, of course, there's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of partial information. And I like to bust the myths here. You know, we talked about ingestion, but are there any safety concerns we should worry about for ingestion of oil, essential oils?
Certainly, yes, there is. I mean, there is safety with all things, right? And so that too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. And so even with oils like oregano, we talked about that just briefly before. You know, oregano is a really good oil to take internally because it knocks out a lot of pathogens. It takes care of candida. And that's a big one. That's like the hidden epidemic in America today. So much is going on with candida and the overgrowth in candida in our gut.
Right.
It's causing systemic health issues everywhere. So oregano is one of the powerful antifungals. And so to get that treatment topically, it could work a little bit, but you need to take oregano and take it internally.
Right.
Because it'll get right down there and it'll take care of those fungal infections, candida being one of them.
I remember North American Urban Spice was the kind of the champion initially for all the oregano oil. That was their focus. They weren't on the other things, but they would encapsulate and do all these things. But as far as to get it to a level of safety for ingestion, are there various levels?
There is, absolutely. Because, well, a couple of things, in fact. The oregano has to come from a place where it is grown naturally, almost wildcrafted. Because in today's era, most oils, essential oils, you can pretty much expect that they're grown in an environment where you're going to have pesticides and fungicides and all these agricultural petrochemical-based fertilizers. And fortunately, when they process the plant for the oil, those same chemicals pull through, mm-hmm. and you get some concentrated or adulterated oil, right? And that's just, and even if it says organic, because there's no truth in labeling in this industry, there's none. It's regulated by the perfume industry. And so you have to trust your source, and you have to trust the company. So, you know, not to talk about any one particular brand or company, but knowing where your oils come from the soil from which it thrives and grows, mm-hmm. to the way it's processed is crucial. Okay. Crucial.
I'm going to ask a silly question about oils. Maybe it's not so silly. Oil pulling, right? We use coconut oil for oil pulling, different oils. Are essential oils used in oil pulling ever?
Yeah, they would, because they're actually a great complement to your coconut oil for oil pull. In fact, I love it. It takes a little talent, right, to get up to that 15 minutes plus of oil pulling. Yeah. But you add in some complementary essential oils, like oregano would be a hard one to start with, to be honest. Yeah. But it would be very potent because it does really kill those things that are going to come out to the surface during a oil pull. Now, you want to spit it all out because it becomes pretty toxic at that point, but it really does stimulate and cleanse the palate. It cleanses the salivary glands.
Can you say, like a beginner that wouldn't want to go to oregano, they might add to coconut oil?
Good question. I've got there's some protective blends out there that I'm thinking of, but I would probably start with something simpler like lemon.
A lemon? Okay.
Yeah, very cleansing to the palates as well.
Good. Like I said, it might be a lot of beginners. We sure certainly have a lot of pros out there, because this is a holistically minded program. We've got a lot of great listeners that are into and have expertise in essential oils. So bear with us, because a lot of us are not experts in essential oils, and that's why I'm glad to have Shane England on with us. So we've got about a minute and a half before the next break. Another myth you want to throw out there?
Well, another myth would be, do like the lavender. We talked about lavender before. And the crazy myth on this one.
I remember this one. Lavender oil is going to turn little boys into little girls, like an estrogenic effect.
Right. And it's not only just lavender. It's tea tree. They found the same crazy idea of pulling
basis and fat.
Well, what they did in the dermatological test is they pull out certain constituents out of the plant, and they test those isolated constituents, and they put in such high degree concentrations that they found that it could create an isogenic effect. But we're not talking about a singular isolated compound here.
Sure.
We're talking about 400 compounds in essential oil, and they're complementary. They're adaptogenic. There is no way that it's an estrogenic donor. It's bogus, and they've even criticized the reports now. And it's just out there.
This is great, because this is a classic like selenium. The FDA has villainized selenium as something you got to be careful with, because it could cause some serious problems, but they never kind of reference the forms of selenium that are out there. And the forms they tested were not optimal, not the form that a body can use easily.
Right.
So I find that pattern emerging in a lot of areas, including, like now you've acknowledged, with essential oils. So this is very cool. We're talking with Shane England. We're going to take a quick break here, be back, and do another segment for Father's Day on essential oils. You want to get your dad something really cool? Hey, how about some essential oils? Shane will clue us into some ways to get the best stuff for all of you dads out there, okay? It's RobertScottBell.com. It's RobertScottBell.com. Coming right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, for those of you who want to learn more about Shane England, in fact, he's got a website. His wife does, a really cool blog called Celiac Shack, and you can also get it there. Get to it there through realfoodwarriors.club, interestingly enough, realfoodwarriors.club. And say hello from me when you go there. It's really nice. And also on Facebook, you have a Warriors thing on Facebook. What is it on
Facebook? I do. So the club concept, right? And so we like to be on Facebook because it's a great forum. And yeah. So it's Real Food. When you go on Facebook, just look us up. It's a web page on Facebook. It's a great forum. and we talk about real foods. We talk about essential oils. We talk about herbs. Okay. All the natural solutions out there. So it's Real Food Warriors on Facebook.
On Facebook. You can do a search on Facebook and find it as well. So say hi to Shane there as well. He's a friend in the social media outlets as well. Now, more myths about essential oils. The ways you hear about it being made, extracted by distillation, steam distillation, other processes might be solvent extraction. I don't know if they're doing CO2 critical extractions as well, but is there a best, or is it different for different forms or different plants?
Well, that's a good question, because there's a lot of myths out there about first distillation, second distillation, also cold pressing. So citrus oils, for example, come from, the best distillation is a cold press for a citrus oil. But again, it has to come from its native grounds, because if you get a lemon from Italy versus a lemon from Florida, I'm sorry, but there's a whole world of difference between the aromatic compounds in those two. One is highly therapeutic, the other one just smells nice.
Right, right.
And that's not so beneficial when it comes to a medicinal grade oil.
Right, I understand.
And
but,
so,
but you're telling me, though, the extraction, let's make the assumption, I know it's not safe to do that, but that they're getting the stuff from Italy, for instance.
Yes, they do.
So with the lemon, there's going to be a form of extraction or a way to extract that might be different from oregano?
Well, it certainly is, because oregano has got a really high molecular rate, right? So you do have to take oregano in stride, but oregano comes from steam distillation processes.
Okay.
There's only one, that's the other myth. There's not a first distillation, a second distillation, and different qualities that way.
Mm-hmm.
The quality is sometimes if they put solvents in versus don't put solvents in, or if they pick the plant so too soon or too late.
Okay.
There's a lot of variables here. The problem is 99.9% of the industry is all about getting more oils out of the plant, and they'll do it at expense of the quality.
Yeah, if you increase the yield, you're going to reduce the quality. That's always the case.
So they'll steam distill it, but they'll use solvents to really do that. And who wants a solvent in a something that you're going to take internally? I don't.
Right.
So I'd never use an essential oil off of a health food store shelf, because you just have to assume they're produced that way. Even if it says organic, it is not, does not mean that the solvents weren't used.
Right, right. Okay.
And they weren't adulterated some way.
All right, so other myths that are common, that you, because you've been training on essential oils now for a lot of years, I think. And in this case, if you're in these events, people probably hear things like we do, and they want to know the difference. Is there anything else that jumps to mind as a myth that you can bust today on Robert Scott Health Show?
Yeah, there is, actually. I was thinking just about the myth that you have out there. Sorry, looking at some of the metabolic processes that essential oils will harm the gut flora.
Oh, that's a good one, because we have the same issue with silver, and it's the form, it's how you take it, but what do you got with essential oils then?
So essential oils are great antibiotics, but they're not like your traditional antibiotic. They're adaptogenic. They balance the gut, where a normal antibiotic that comes from pharmaceuticals shelf, right? This looks like a nuclear bomb. It just goes off and it's complete collateral damage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, essential oils are very selective. They're almost like a smart bomb. They go for the bad and leave the good, right? Very little collateral damage.
Genetic variety don't seem to tolerate well the essential oils.
Right.
Healthy.
And that's the way nature works, too, because essential oils really are the immune response of a plant. Mm-hmm. And so all the compounds that the plant uses to formulate protective against parasites, bacterial infections, viral infections, all these things are compounded into the essential oil, and then it's extracted, and that becomes the plant's perfect building block for immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we take that same adaptogenic building block into our own lives, and we use it topically or internally if it's clean enough, and it works great for the gut. So it does not harm, you know, oregano. One thing it could do, for example, is if you took too much oregano for too long, it would actually strain the liver a little bit because of its molecular mass. It's very heavy.
Okay.
Now, other oils don't just pass right through and metabolize super quick. But so you just got to be careful of knowing when your limits, you've hit your limits for certain oils. And so safety is a big thing. We teach about that on our forums, because, you know, other things like photogenic oils. A lot of people don't know what phototoxicity is.
Those that make you sensitive to light.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, certain oils actually act as a natural sunscreen. Mm-hmm. So knowing which ones, for example, citrus oils.
Right.
You have to be careful when you go out and expose periods of time in the sunlight when you're wearing a citrus oil. But with something like frankincense or helichrysum, mm-hmm. it lends a powerful you know, protective layer to the skin for becoming a natural sunscreen. That's very powerful. So talk about something great for dad.
Right.
We mentioned that before for a Father's Day gift. You know, come and learn about on our blog about sunscreens, natural sunscreens with essential oils. And also, the great thing is learning about how essential oils work to repel bugs because some of the best bug repellents I've ever used. I'm wearing one right now. I love the smell. And
This summer, do not do DEET. It's a neurotoxin. No DEET. Essential oils are the place to go for natural bug repellent because, listen, the plants have a way to do it when they're healthy. Mm-hmm. If we can mimic that, utilize similar compounds.
Yeah, on our Facebook forum, we talk about all these remedies and formulas that we put together for oils to blend them together to create your natural sunscreens, create your natural bug repellents. Mm-hmm. Oh, we've got some great ones for weight control. We got some good ones for pain management.
Mm, pain management as well.
And pain management.
That means that, like I've known, that essential oils can work as an anti-inflammatory.
They do.
As well as an analgesic.
And they're a powerful analgesic. Mm-hmm. And so not only are we dealing with the symptom, but we're getting at the core with the inflammation as well. And that's beautiful because just by smelling the essential oil, the aroma actually triggers hormonal releases in our brain that deals with pain management.
By the way, if you know anybody that's wearing synthetic perfume, kick them with love in the tushy and say, no, stop it. These are things that create some anaphylactic responses in certain people with environmental sensitivities.
I can't take perfumes. Yeah. It just, in fact, lavender, I used to hate lavender because it was always adulterated. I was always adulterated, but now I love the smell of a natural lavender.
Oh, it changes everything when you do that. By the way, I'm holding a book here. Came out in the third edition in the fall of 2014. It's called Emotions and Essential Oils. Now, we can deal homeopathically with emotions. Bach flower essences deal with emotions. They're also flower. You know, we got a lot of flower and essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a book about Bach flower essences, or is this a book about essential oils and emotions?
Well, that's a good question. It's an emotional healing book, and the author is really a big student of Bach. His name is Daniel McDonald. He's a good friend of mine. And Daniel is very talented in the fact that he described this to me once. He said, essential oils are like the rough carpentry of emotional healing. A lot of people today need that. They need the big work done. And then the flower essences are like the finished work that he uses in his emotional healing therapies.
Okay.
He's a talented, so he goes first with the heavy hitters of essential oils for emotional healing.
Right.
And then once he gets to the down to the refining, he uses the flower essences.
Cool. I'm just opening chapters of this book, and how do people get this? Because there's like wild orange is the oil of abundance, wintergreen, the oil of surrender. I mean, this really gets into different, really nuances in emotions, the oil of digestion, detox blends. It goes into this. The oil of protection.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, so that's the oil of protection would be like their insect repellent naturally, but it's also for people with their bad energy.
Emotional protection.
Yeah, emotional. So a lot of your practitioners, like your social workers and your people that are taking in conversation and energy from other people that have got crazy hard energy, they get overwhelmed with other people's energy. And they need this protective emotional barrier that essential oils provide.
Wild orange, clove, cinnamon, other essential oils. Wow. You know, this isn't a practical book. I don't know. We're going to have to get your friend on the show to talk about this stuff. This could be interesting.
Oh, it is. It very much so is.
I like this. Roman chamomile, the oil of spiritual purpose. Rose, the oil of divine love. So I love it because we talk about emotional healing here, recognizing that there's more than just physical impact, obviously.
There is. And that's the duality of essential oils, is not only they work physically on our body from a physiological aspect, but they work emotionally and energetically with us too. And what amazing holistic approach, because that's a whole body, mind, and soul approach.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got single oils listed in this. Again, emotions and essential oils. How do people get this?
Oh, good question. I've got on our blog. My wife is good friends with the author here,
okay.
And so she blogs about this, and we'll have links to his book on our blog, celiacshack.com.
Yeah, celiacshack.com, or I also mentioned realfoodwarriors.club. We'll take you there. This is one I think everybody should have. What about essential oil of cannabis?
That one is that's great. It's good. I'm looking forward to when we can get that one in on the wholesale because it is I think it's going to be a powerful oil, essential oil when it becomes widely available. I think we're just getting there though.
Okay, so. I know there's a lot of legality still. We use the cannabidiol, by the way. Our friends at Cannavest have made the CBD from the industrial hemp plant, non-psychoactive side of things, and it's doing extraordinary work for pain and other things. So I'm looking forward to hearing it as essential oil. By the way, Cannavest, CannaVest.com. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners get 50% off by virtue of buy one, get one free. RSB50. 50 at cannabis.com. So check that out. Now, did we miss any myths? We're doing really great. We only got about a couple of minutes left, but I'm impressed by what we've been able to cover today.
We've covered a lot of different, a lot of ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just going to tell you, today I was at a wellness symposium. It was all about weight loss and weight control. And I think that's fascinating with essential oils because they attack the weight aspect of weight control in a whole different way than calories in, calorie out, or dieting. They actually look at emotional aspects of weight management, the cravings that we have, the emotional eating that we have. So I had an awesome experience today when I talked to one of the national competition winners of this weight management or this weight loss competition. He used essential oils almost exclusively to curb his cravings because he said, you know, watch out for somebody that emotionally eats because we're crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
We're crazy. You try to strip us of our food that we love, our comfort foods, and we go psycho on you. He says, but essential oils really helped me come into a better place, and they also cut my cravings because things like grapefruit, really powerful. But then citrus oils, actually, they have an amazing ability to work on areas that are isolated fat, toxic fat particularly, because you're not going to get rid of toxic fat through calorie burning.
No. You've got
to release it somehow, right?
Safely.
Yeah, safely. So citrus oils have an amazing ability to release toxic fat. They're lipophilic. They'll go right in. They release the fat, and then you flush it out. And they clean out the filters of the body, too. Like lemon, I mentioned that before, is an amazing organic solvent, and it will clean the liver out so well.
One last question, then. Cellulitis, skin infection, very difficult for antibiotics to reach, even.
Right.
Which one? Would it be the lemon?
Well, I wouldn't use because of its photosensitivity, you know.
Okay.
I would probably go with something like Melaleuca.
Melaleuca, okay.
Very, very soothing to the skin, and it would be great for the skin eruption.
Shane England, happy Father's Day to you.
Oh, thank you, Robert.
You've helped out a lot of dads and moms and kids and grandparents just today, and I know I want to do more with you because we've just scratched the surface, and if you do scratch something, you've got an essential oil to help out.
That's right, we do. Right. What does that smell is all I got to say.
All right, back with Super Don. We got to talk about another Hoofnagel adventure into controversial territory with the Skepducks after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, happy Father's Day, everyone, and thanks again to Shane England for dropping by studio on the way as we move it next week, coming back from this big trip coming up. And I'm looking forward to seeing Ty Bollinger, of course, and Paul Barrichello, and Dr. Michael Haley, Dr. Frank King. Super Don, I'm only going to miss you. That you're not going to be around, but
that's all right.
I will send you an organic chicken wing at R. Thomas. Cause we're,
I love chicken wings.
Thomas Tuesday.
I love chicken wings. Yes.
I know. The one, we got to get. Well, we were in Atlanta, didn't we? We were together that day.
Briefly. Yeah. That was that weird day where we like flew to Atlanta and flew back in the same
Chicago.
Day.
And we had Brandon Vera, if you remember. He brought us lunch. He brought me a lunch.
Right. He brought you lunch. Yeah.
Yeah. Brandon Vera. That was cool. Brandon the Truth brought me some really good food.
He liked it too. That's right.
So anyway, hey, thanks as well to Dr. Daniel Newsom. We got him back, and I've got an interview we'll be airing soon as well. DRNUZUM.com, DrNewsom.com, Super Earth Energy, and, of course, Inflammagon and Digestive Detox, all available, I think, at 25% off right now. So definitely check that out. And go to robertswater.com to drink everything down and get that molecular hydrogen in you. Now, yes, Super Don, should I be nervous? You and Op-Ed are taking over next hour.
No, no reason to be nervous. We're going to have some good discussion. We're talking about various different topics that are kind of in our wheelhouse a little bit. So it'll be a deep thinking hour, maybe with a little bit of fun inserted here and there.
All right. So let's transition with Hoofnagel, the science cat, because he posted something with your help, because you're a nice handler for Hoofnagel.
Yeah.
At robertscottbell.com about, remember we talked about John Stewart, calling... I was inferring that he was promoting Nazi-like tactics when he was attacking the white, rich liberals of Marin County for not vaccinating.
Right.
And, you know, suddenly then the pushback is that, oh, Robert called John Stewart a Nazi, which I didn't. It's sort of like these words make people go insane. They can't think clearly. Well, another word is Holocaust. RFK Jr. has called, you know, this vaccine issue and autism a holocaust. He didn't call it the holocaust. He called it a holocaust. And Hufnagel has pointed that out, too.
Yeah, and I have to agree with him on this. This has frustrated me a lot, that if you look at what RFK said, he said this is a holocaust.
Or it's like a holocaust, right?
Right. And if you look at every post, every article that came out about RFK saying this, every single one of them misquotes him. And they say that he said that he was comparing the vaccine injuries to the holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge difference, and Hufnagel points out that if you look up the actual definition, there is a proper noun of the Holocaust that is describing the event that took place. And he points out that, you know, that one of the guys that he likes to go after a lot is David Gorski. Well, Gorski made a comment in one of his posts about how blogging tends to be a feast or famine. And Hufnagel points out, well, look, famines have killed millions of people, you know, in this world over many years. Just one in particular that most people have heard about is the Great Famine of Ireland, where 1.5 million people died. So is the use of the word famine something that would be disrespectful to the people that lost their lives in the Great Famines, much like what people are trying to connect the dots between using the word Holocaust? I don't know. I think it's a legitimate question.
So wait. Super Don. So Hufnagel is saying, almost demanding that David Gorski apologize to the Irish.
Well, listen, David Gorski wants to go after RFK for using the word Holocaust. I think if David Gorski is going to be true to the, you know, to the topic here, he should apologize for saying that blogging is like a famine. I mean, that's not right.
Well, just to you know, show our alignment with Hufnagel the Science Cat, I know we don't agree with him on everything. I'm sure we can find something like, we'll get into that another time. But Gorski, RFK is right. The vaccine assault on children and the subsequent injuries and autism is a holocaust. It is. And I've been raised Jewish. I've interviewed Holocaust survivors, and I'm not calling it the Holocaust. I'm saying it is a Holocaust.
There's a difference. And if there's no difference, will somebody please notify Merriam-Webster so they can take it out of the dictionary?
Exactly. Please do. Hey, listen, happy Dad's Day for everybody. Hitting the road now. Super Don, you got to take over, my friend. And I'm sure it's going to be a fascinating thing. I won't cringe. I'll just cut off my breath.
I promise the house will still be standing when
so
you get
got
back.
Op-ed. It's going to be Super Don, the old fart, and the young millennial op-ed.
You're still older than me.
I know, but you're a grandpa. I'm not yet, so there.
Okay.
Yeah, so happy Grandpa's Day to you as well.
Thank you.
All right, robertscottbell.com for all the links. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. I'm ready to hit the road, my friend. See you in Atlanta. See you in Nashville. And in the meantime, until we come back, well, I won't, but Super Don will. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.